felt worried and unhappy. Mrs. Gross held me close to her, and I began to cry.
Oh, Mrs. Gross, it's my job to protect the children from these monsters, but I can't do it. I can't.
That night, Mrs. Gross and I talked in my room. Quint and Miss Jessel were both dead long before I came to Bly. But I described them both to her, and so she believed what I told her. She told me more about Miles and Quint. For several months, when Peter Quint lived here, he spent a lot of time with Master Miles, while Flora stayed with Miss Jessel. The young master knew that Quint and Miss Jessel were very close, but he lied to me and said that there was nothing special between them. When I told him not to spend so much time with Quint, because he was just a servant, he laughed. "You're just a servant too," he said. And that hurt me. Because of that, when you asked me about him, I couldn't truly say that the young master was never bad. I see. Now I knew that I had to watch Miles very carefully. For the next few days, everything was as usual. The two children were very kind and loving. They told me stories, read to me, dressed up as animals or people from earlier times, or played the piano. Sometimes I thought about a new school for Miles, but I never did anything about it. A clever boy like Miles didn't need to go back to school just yet. One evening, very late, I was sitting in my room reading. Suddenly, I heard something. Was somebody moving about in the house? I stood up, took a candle, and left the room, locking the door behind me. At the top of the stairs, my candle went out. But by the light from the window, I could see somebody on the stairs. It was Quint, and he stared at me just as before. He was an evil, dangerous person. But to my surprise, I was not afraid of him.